Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following is paid for by ABC Transit. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, I've said many times, there are those jobs that really leave a lasting impression on people. And then there are those jobs that people just kind of go through and do what they need to do, punch the time clock, get a paycheck, and just eat, sleep, and repeat. But those who drive buses, school buses, for a living truly can change the lives of many. And I've talked about my story, my first grade, first time on a bus. That bus driver, Bernie, literally molded me and shaped me and gave me advice. I would see him throughout my life. And recently I reacquainted with him all these years later. And even at 68 and him now in his 80s, he's still a good friend and a guy that I look at because he did change my life forever. And ABC Transit is doing that good work every single day. We're going to talk about why, if you've ever thought about a career as a bus driver, you should think it as easy as ABC Transit. But more importantly, you're going to hear stories from four people who've been doing it for a while. And they're going to tell you why they love it, what they do, and some of the things that they deal with every day. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and we will begin with Linda. You first. Go.
Hi, I'm Linda Kirkland.
Hi, I'm Blaine Long.
Hey, I'm Raekwon Knox.
Hi, I'm Dodie Lewis.
Dodie Lewis and Raekwon, and of course the rest of the gang, Blaine and Linda, are here to talk about their amazing journey. So Raekwon, you're the guy who's wearing shades inside the KDK studios, and people are watching this KDK radio stream. So he's the coolest guy, coolest customer, so he gets the first question. So what made you decide to do this?
Actually, I never would have thought I would never ever do this. Actually, I was just coming out of high school, 19 years old. I tried to get my CDL first as a Class A, and I kind of couldn't get it right, so I kind of waited. So I was 21. I seen ABC Transit was actually, you know, hiring, so I decided to come to ABC Transit. I turned 21. As soon as I turned 21, on February 1st, I decided to go, and after that, they've been training me well ever since. Got my CDL through there. Took me 3 weeks to get it. And it was a nice journey so far. And I love it.
You know, that CDL will go a long way. You'll never be unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to get. So, Dodie, tell me about you. You said you're coming up on that birthday, but you've also been doing this for a while to where you've seen these youngsters grow into young adults. What's that like?
Children.
I know. What's that like seeing them when they're grown up with kids of their own?
And they're yelling, "Hey, Misty!" And I'm like, wow, it's amazing though, but it's like, it makes me feel old, but.
Listen, the birthday you have coming up, you're a kid.
I know, right? So I was told, but yes, 23 years so far. I've watched some things happen. I saw some things happening. The kids, they're a little bit harder now. They're just
rough around the edges.
Yeah, they just need some like sanding and some, you know. But when I first started, I started because I was a single mom and I was raising my son. So I needed
income
and I needed to be able to be there for him as well. So that's what did it. We were allowed to bring our kids, drop them off at school, head back. This was back in the day, though. So now people have messed it up, can't take vehicles home any longer or nothing like that anymore. So I guess because of insurance purposes.
But the hours had to really work for you, too.
It did. It did. Break in the afternoon, come back for your evening. And yeah. But once my son went to school, I was there all day. That's how I made my money. So you can't just do AM and PM if you want some money.
Like, gotta hustle.
You have to hustle the bus. Mm-hmm. And that's after schools, middays, whatever covering, van runs you can do in between there. So it's a lot of running. Mm-hmm. But
I can tell you one thing. If Blaine would tell me to sit down, I'd sit down on that bus. But Blaine, how about you? You're retired now, obviously, yes. And you picked this up as that next chapter. What was the main reason why you wanted to do this, other than getting some money?
Well, the money's besides the point. It's, I worked for, 38 years, driving a truck 40 years.
Wow.
And was used to working, 50, 60 hours a week. So it was a tough transition. And, this fills my time. It really does. And it's good. It's a good way to give back.
That's the biggest fear I have, because I'm in that situation where it's getting close. I'm 68 years old. And a lot of people are like, why are you still at it? Because I don't know what else I'm going to do. This is what I've done my entire life,
Exactly. Right.
How about you, Linda? What made you get into this?
I just love being busy always, constantly.
High energy. I could tell that as soon as you hit the room.
I do. I do. And I love the kids. Love being busy every day. Starting my mornings very early, 4 a.m.
Wow.
Raekwon knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just getting to the garage and getting your bus prepared for the morning run and seeing the kids most of all. They're just so fulfilling. High school pickups, and then your middle school, and then elementary. We've got all the different ages, and just like Dodi said, the kids are everlasting in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Once you meet them, they always know you, and they're yelling, "Hey, Miss Linda, good to see you. How have you been? How's the summer?" Especially when we're out doing some shopping or whatever. When you're at the mall, you see people, and they're like, "Wait, Mom, there's the bus driver." It's just so fun and gratifying to know that you're giving to them as much as they're giving to us as well.
I don't think Dodi needs a microphone. I mean, her voice could definitely be heard in the back seat for sure. That's good, though. That's good.
All that yelling I have to do.
And we don't even yell that much.
No.
But we've got great kids.
Here's the thing I've learned by being a part of ABC Transit of late. You all really do care about these kids, big time. I mean, it's like a passion. I mean, it's like an extension of your own family, right, Doug?
It is.
It is. I mean, it's everlasting. What they're giving us and what we see in through their eyes, it is. It's really remarkable.
All right, listen. If you folks are interested in a possible career with them, a best way, abctransit.com, or you'll find them anywhere by just Googling their name and. Making a phone call. I think you'll find it rewarding. We have a lot more to get into tonight, and we're just underway. But I got to tell you, one of the things that I still enjoy, and it makes you feel like a kid, that first morning or first week, the fog is there. You haven't seen it all summer because you're usually in bed sleeping, and you see that yellow school bus coming up over the hill. It just makes everybody feel young and good again. It's one of the most comforting scenes every year in my life when I see those school buses this time of year. It's a good thing. All right, we'll come back with the folks from ABC Transit with your Pratt Pack tonight on KDKA. Back with more in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with the incredible drivers of ABC Transit, passionate about what they do. And I'm so glad that this company gave me a chance to do this because there's so much more to what they do other than starting and stopping and picking kids up and dropping them off every day. But Linda, Blaine, Dodi, and of course, Pat is here. And we've got a lot of stuff to get. Not Pat, but Raekwon is here. Pat is not here with us tonight. Hopefully, next time maybe. But we have a lot to get to tonight. I want to get back to you, Linda. So talk about what ABC Transit has to offer. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, my goodness.
So many good things.
Yes, yes, fabulous. I mean, it's so, they're so flexible with everything that we actually do. I mean, especially if you're willing to work and put the effort into it. There's so many extra runs and different things like that that you can do besides your normal bus run that you do to be able to earn even more money, you know, throughout the course of the day, in the like middays, different things like that, besides of doing your normal bus run in the morning.
Special events, right? Sporting events.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah. We do so much of that after school. Football. After school events. Football's in big season right now. Soccer for boys and girls.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
So you theoretically could...
from wedding season.
You could put a lot of hours.
Yeah, yes. You can work morning, noon, and night. And you,
absolutely.
So there's work if you want it, right, Blaine?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, if you want to work. Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think about it because you just think of the school bus stop. Yes. And then when you start to really dive into it, all these sporting events, the teams going back and forth, especially on a Friday night, that's what else you do, right, Doug?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, we do.
Saturdays?
Saturday sporting events?
I lived in my bus. Mm-hmm. Monday through Sunday, charters, Kennywood. I mean, just
do you get to kind of get locked into one bus that kind of becomes home to you, or do you have to ride?
Yes,
do you?
Yes, that's basically what happens.
So, what is this ABC Transit meant to you as a mother? Obviously, making some money, but flexible hours, all the good stuff. But what makes you want to stay with them?
Because, like Raekwon said, we're family at our lot. I don't know about any other lot. This is the Stow Rock District lot. We are family down there, and we look out for each other, and that's just it. And it's just like, I feel like if I leave, I'm going to be leaving my family, and I know they need me. They need me.
Believe me, they do need you, and they know it. They love you all, what you do. Raekwon, you're only 21 years of age.
Yes, sir.
And with that CDL, you could have done anything, any place, any time. So what makes you want to be with them, and what makes you want to stay as a young man with ABC Transit?
They treat me like family. They really treat me good. They really are. From somebody who would never thought I would be a bus driver in my life.
That was the furthest thing from your mind.
Yes, I would never thought I would have been a bus driver in my life. But now doing it and actually seeing kids and being 21 and just getting out of high school 3 years ago is kind of crazy to me. And just seeing these kids, I just want them to fulfill their dreams. You know what I mean? How I fulfill my dreams. And look where I'm at now. I bought my car. I did a lot of things in my life. Now is paying back. I love it.
I'm bossing that.
Mm-hmm. I love it here. You know what I mean? They treat me like family. Miss Doty is my favorite. Everybody, like, treated me good. And they treat me like the little brother I always want.
So now that you've been out of school for a while, you have a little bit more respect for those people driving the bus. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
It's not just a job, it's an adventure, right?
Yes. I see now that I am a bus driver and I see how I come back when I get back to the lot, I see why they get miserable a little bit.
You know, not to single him out, but he and I have been on this planet a little bit longer than anybody else in this room, Blaine. These buses have come a long way, have they not? They're really incredible pieces of machinery.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're well-equipped, safety-wise.
So did you drive 18-wheelers? Is that what you
know? Yes.
So this is kind of not easy, but it's a little less difficult.
You're on the back road. I mean, you're on them tight roads.
Yeah.
It's a whole different skill.
How do you maneuver that? I've said this about the...
My hats are off to them.
I've said this about the Transit Authority many times. I was in Carrick one day or in Carnegie or wherever. You see these buses, how they do what they do. You all really deserve a medal just for that. Is that a God-given talent? Some people just born with that? Because I can't imagine doing that.
You just got to have eyes in the back of your head. I mean, mm-hmm. You got to watch everything. You got to be alert.
You do.
For sure. And look ahead.
But it's working. And every day you go to work, you kind of, if that child has sniffles or, you know, something going on, you can see in their eyes and they don't feel good. You're kind of like that voice for them and that shoulder to lean on, right, Linda?
Yeah, we are. We're almost like their
extension
mom.
Of their mom, right?
Yeah.
Or father.
Their moms, yes.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're helping. I always say, hey, I've got some Kleenexes. If you got it, don't use your shirt. Use the Kleenex. You know, and they're so appreciative of just those kind words that, as a driver, that I like to give to the kids to make them feel comfortable, especially on the first day when, just like last week, we started at the district that I drive for. And so many kids were, you could tell they had a little bit of tears in their eyes, kindergartners getting on the bus for the first time.
That was rough.
You just give them extra love and let them know that they should feel comfortable, you know, and that they're leaving mom or dad at the bus stop and getting on the bus.
Listen, I'd give anything to start over again.
Wouldn't we all?
And know what I know now, like 6 hours of school, boom, 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 and you're home, you know, hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. And I talked to my three beautiful children. I watched them all grow up, but they were a little spoiled because I used to like to take them to school and pick them up. But looking back, because they're technical, they're both, two of them are in cybersecurity. The other one does a lot of social media stuff. The one thing that riding the bus does, it forces kids to communicate. Mm-hmm. It makes them actually have a visible person in front of them that they actually have to carry on a conversation. Because most kids today, when they converse, it's either a video game or a text message. Mm-hmm. But on a school bus, you get a chance to talk to people, right, Doug?
That's what I love about that now. I see it. These kids are glued to their phones for everything, and it's just sad. I mean, even outside of the bus, just them walking down the street, they're on their phone, they got their headphones on, they just don't pay attention. I've seen people sit by each other and texting each other. Like, what is that about?
I know.
What is that about?
My son, oldest son, was so good at it. He could actually have the phone in his pocket carrying on a conversation with someone because his fingers, he knew where the keys were.
That's crazy.
And I mean, that's kind of cool when you think about it, but there's nothing better if you're the last stop before you make the way to school, that you get up and you're high-fiving all your friends as you go to the back of the bus. The older you get, you basically end up as a senior in the back of the bus with the rest of your friends hanging out. But everybody has a story. Everybody is so happy, whether it's a Monday, a Wednesday, or Friday, to see each other. And you don't get that by technology.
No.
What do you think, Raquan? You like that? It's all about human connection, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like human connection is the best thing. I'm not really a texter. I'm not really a caller. I'm actually an in-person. I'm a person type of. I'm social. I love talking to people.
I like to be around people.
I love interacting with everybody at work. Anybody, it could be a random person on the road. And I was like, "Hey, how's your day going?" You know what I mean? So it's just how I am. I'm not really big on the phones, social media type of thing.
One thing you got to admit, Linda, ABC is doing something right because this brand continues to grow, and I'm just so proud to have a chance to talk about them. But they're doing so many good things right now.
Absolutely are. We just continually keep growing and getting new drivers are coming our way continually every single day from all the different areas around in the different districts to go through the process of, you know, being fingerprinted and, you know, going through all the criminal background checks and all of that. And That is really good because so many of them get through, and then a lot of them want to, like Raekwon did, go through the CDL program also. Mm-hmm. And it's a good two-week process that you go through of learning in a classroom, all of that, learning all the information about everything you could ever imagine.
Passed everything on my first try.
Yeah, that's right. He did. Passed all four of his tests when he went to the DNV, which is amazing.
All right, we're going to come back. Lots more with Linda Blaine Doty and Raekwon. We're talking to the good people at ABC Transit, abctransit.com. Not a job, it's an adventure, something you should definitely look into because no day is the same. And it's exciting being around people, communicating, having that fresh breath of air every day with all the fun and joy being with these young people as they take that journey through life. Good stuff. ABCTransit.com. It's your Pat Pack. Back with more after the news, which is 2 minutes away with Pat Steptak. Stay with us.
Gone.
The following is paid for by ABC Transit.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, Doty Lewis, Blaine Long, Linda Kirkland, Raekwon Knox. They are drivers for ABC Transit. Absolutely have the utmost respect for this company. If you're looking for a career that will turn into an incredible journey, abctransit.com. Blaine, one of the other things you wanted to talk about, and Linda and you were discussing this along with our other two in studio tonight during the break, special needs, special place in your heart. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just the challenges that the parents have, you know, raising a child with special needs, you know, and ABC does a wonderful job transporting them over there, getting them to school, you know, if that's all we can do to help them parents out, you know.
It's important.
Very good.
Very. Yeah.
Go ahead, Doe. You want to talk about that a little bit? It's a unique place.
It is.
What they do, right?
I did a couple of runs. I used to drive for Watson and
DT
and
Watson,
summer.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Out Swickley. I used to do that school, so it definitely is and a challenge, and for the parents, I understand that or whatever, but yes, it was...
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. When
especially
you think about it.
And especially when you're having one of those days and you're complaining about everything.
Yes.
And you realize your children are healthy.
Exactly.
It hits you right between
the
eyes.
And then you have this, yes, so is it, yes. So
Raekwon,
kids are special, man.
Oh, I know they are. It's something
a lot of love there.
It will touch your heart, Raekwon. Yeah. You being a young guy, you see all this stuff too. You appreciate life a little bit more.
Yes, I mean, I thank my mom every day, every single day for, you know what I mean.
Absolutely, you only have one.
Yeah.
No one will ever love you like your mom.
But
no
she.
I thought everybody was going to treat me like my mom. You know, that doesn't work out that way.
That doesn't work like that.
No. Linda, talk about the whole special needs and what ABC Transit does. They do an incredible job.
They really do. We have all the equipment that you could ever need when you're driving a minibus that's equipped, that has a wheelchair lift and all of that. Blaine knows a lot about that because that's the type of vehicle that he drives on a daily basis. Right. Just getting and greeting those children every day that their parents are bringing out of the house in a wheelchair, getting ready to be put onto the lift, to be put into the bus. It's just amazing. They have such smiles on their face, and you can just see the love coming out of them. It is. It's a wonderful feeling, and Blaine knows more than any of us.
Absolutely, yes.
Can learn something from that, right?
Oh, it's just, it's incredible, the love that those kids have, you know. Just everyday life.
Speaking of DT Watson, fast forward kindergarten, me, first day, out of six kids, I was the only boy. So I was a mama's boy. I was hanging on for dear life, screaming, crying. I don't want to go. I made her stand out in the hallway. So a young man came over who was wearing braces and he had cerebral palsy. His name was Greg Smith. We became lifelong friends. My neighbor, he actually comforted me that day to get me through the first day. But he ended up spending the majority of his life at DT Watson.
Wow.
And he lived 20 years longer than anybody thought he would. Mm-hmm. But that place did such an incredible job for him. Just and the people that work with you at these facilities, you're a guiding light to them because you make it all possible to get from point A, B, and C, if you will. So
yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Children's Institute. They do a
great job
for the autistic kids. They're amazing place up there.
They are,
and it's just so unimaginable how many people, kids, go to these places. Though,
here's what amazes me about you all, and I knew it when I had my first get together with the folks from ABC Transit. I don't think I've ever been around anybody who loves what they do more.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And that's exactly what I would hope for, especially with three grandkids now, you know? So it's nice, Linda, to know that you got people driving your kids who really do care about your kids.
Yes, and we do, no matter what the outside thinks.
That's right, exactly.
Because they think that we torment their kids and we do this to their kids.
Listen, my kids could have used some tormenting back in the day. Especially my daughter when she was 13, and I'm trying to explain to her, you know how lucky you are somebody's driving you to school?
That part, and that's what they need to understand, too. This is a privilege.
Oh, but you know, she turned 15, and she loved me again, so it's all good in the neighborhood. I am going to say this, though. Anybody out there who really wants to have a job, you get a good paycheck, you have flexible hours, but more importantly, all of you could write a book. All of you have stories. They're not all good, but it's a chapter in your life that it's probably the most, other than your own family, it's the most important part of your life, Linda.
It is. It's like a second whole family. We get on that bus every day, we're with, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 kids, depending on how many children you have on your different runs. They're just calling you by their name, and you get to know them by their name. And the elementary kids are just such a special part in me that I just love because they're so kind and generous. And there are a couple that have had a couple crying incidences where they don't want to get on the bus, especially first and second day when school is first starting. Even the first graders are the same way like that. But just trying to be caring to them, and I always talk to them and make them feel secure that they're leaving mom, but they're getting on the bus with me. They feel good about it. They do. And I've got them to calm down a couple times. I've had quite a few criers through the years that sit in the front seat and just are crying. And I've even put the music on sometimes. Normally, I don't ever use the radio, but it kind of helps to soothe them a little. And I get the other kids to talk with them. And they're really receptive of that. And they feel more comfortable.
ABCTransit.com, ABCTransit.com. If you've ever thought about a job that will be a journey, an experience that you will take with you the rest of your life, and you'll be doing a lot of good, look to ABC Transit, ABCTransit.com. We're going to come back and talk about perks and favorite things of the job and why people should consider, like you out there, becoming a part of their team. All of that, one more segment. So happy to be with them tonight. ABCTransit.com. It's your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, a final segment with these incredible folks from ABC Transit. And I hope this has gotten you motivated to do something with your life, because I've said many times, especially for those of us who have retired or going to retire, you got to do something. And if you want to make a paycheck, but you know you're making a major difference, abctransit.com. A young parent, abctransit.com. A young person like Raekwon who's looking for that career, abctransit.com. Blaine Doty, along with Raekwon and Linda, are here with us for one more segment. So just a little bit of time. Talk about some of the perks and your favorite parts of the job. And what would you tell somebody who might be interested in doing what you do? Linda, you first.
Well, what is really good is that you start in the morning. You say you get to your bus garage at 6 a.m. You do all your runs. Could be high school, middle school, elementary. And then you drop everybody off at the schools where they need to be. And then you're back to the garage, usually by 9, maybe quarter after 9. And you're done for the morning. You can go home if you want, catch a nap, sleep, you know, or do whatever. And then you have to be back to the garage then for your afternoon pickups, which is usually, depending on what district you're driving for, times vary a little bit like that. But say 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you might have to come back, and then you start your pickups, again, going to the schools. It would be high school first, then middle, and then the elementary school, and taking everybody home. And then normally you're back to the garage by, you know, 4:30, quarter to 5, 5 o'clock, and you're done for the day. And then you have the rest of the evening to do what you want. But if you want to do extra things, there's plenty of extra things to do that after you did that afternoon take-homes, you could then do an activity run after everything is done with the school, as far as soccer or football, like we talked about earlier. You could do that, and then maybe you're out until, I don't know, sometimes 8 o'clock, 9, even 10 o'clock, depending on if it's an away game, you're taking the kids from the district that you drive for, taking them away to another school district. Just depends on where you're going.
You know, I did play-by-play for 20 years, and the thing that I remember the most, you know, halftime you'd go get something to eat, and you see the bus driver in the parking lot basically eating too.
Yeah, you go to the concession stand. Right. It's the best thing ever.
I'm telling you, you got to get a hot dog or a slice of pizza. Blaine, quickly, just some of your thoughts.
You're off for every holiday. I mean, you work maybe 5-6 weeks, and you got days off. I mean,
it's good.
Summer off. I mean, it's great. I mean,
Raekwon, you think you could be doing this for a long time? I think you could.
Yes, for surely. As long as they keep taking me to PNC games and let me go to the wave pool, I'm good. Hey. Yeah.
So what about you? Just some of your thoughts about why you love it all so much.
Perks are really nice. I mean, like I said, I hustle these buses. So I'm out here in the city, Kennywood, Idlewild Park. We get in for free, by the way. Mm-hmm. Even Cedar Point. Mm-hmm. I just like.
Let's be honest, there's something really cool about driving a school bus, too.
There is.
It's very gratifying.
It is.
You know what I mean? It really is,
and
really
it's not
wonderful.
Laborious. Mm-hmm. Like, you're driving. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're picking up, and most of the time, like, we're making money, but we're chilling.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that I've really noticed here tonight, and I thought it was, but it's even more so, what a great bunch of camaraderie. This really is like a family.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Every garage is like a family. Yes. Literally, it's a whole family outside of your own family that every day you get to see and greet and be with. We are very lucky.
Well, let's talk about what really matters. Lots of food, too, in that garage. Come on. Cookies, cakes, pies, sandwiches.
Somebody is always bringing something in. You're right.
Somebody is always bringing something.
Especially during the holidays.
At our lot, there's a lot of women who cook and they'll bring stuff. Mm-hmm. We have a lady there, Miss Tarnish. She's always handing out stuff. And so we have, yes, getting fat. That's how I got fat.
You're not fat. Listen, you're not. You look great. But listen, you know what else I really dig? Like during the holidays, you'll see they'll have on the front of the bus like a wreath or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like
we decorate. Yes,
I love that stuff.
We do at our garage.
I know Blaine's like, you need to get a life, but I do. I really, I love that stuff.
We dress up for the kids. We give candy. We take care of the kids. So
listen, I used to collect model trains, and I had a massive train layout. I put a lot of time and money into it. But the one prerequisite, and my son Robbie can attest to this, we had to have two things. A postal truck and a bus We always had to have a bus. Even under the Christmas tree, there always has to be a bus, because the one constant in all of our lives, we either on it, we're stopping for it, yep, or we see it.
Yep. That's true.
And I think that's very true. That yellow bus is such a symbol of goodness.
Yes.
Because that education, as it was for us, that public education especially, brick and mortar, is teaching future generations. Yes. And everybody has an opportunity to learn, but you got to get there to learn, and you got to get home to your family. Yes. And that's what ABC Transit does every day.
Yes. Yep. I agree.
Do I have to pay you for doing this show tonight? Because honestly, I'm so happy we did this, because I want people to understand what you all do every single day. And you know, Linda, and all of you know, it's a two-paycheck household today. When I was a kid, Mom was doing work, more work than anybody.
Indeed.
But now you've got women, in many cases, doing all the work.
All of the work.
And then going
and
out.
And going out to work.
And believe me, amazing. But the one thing they don't want to worry about is their child. They want to get them on that bus, and they want to know they're safe, and they want to get them to school, and then they want to see them at the end of the day.
Amen.
So how good is it when that child gets off that bus after the first day of school and Mom or Dad is waiting for him? Come on.
That's something that I like to see.
It is. It is amazing.
Because I was there with my kid, and I would have, like, you know, and but there are some kids who don't get to experience that, too. So that's sad.
It is hard because the mom and dad are both working.
Yeah, so
and maybe it's the sitter or the nanny picking them up, you know, at the bus stop. And two, it helps that we know as a driver who those people are, because we never, ever let the children off and just let them be and go. We make sure that we know who is there at the bus stop. We'll be greeting them, especially if they're young, you know, fifth grade and under, elementary age, that we know who those children are going to, that they are the right person. And if they're not, we do not, I know myself, I do not allow them to get off the bus until I know who it is, or if I see somebody coming that they're still not at the bus stop. Maybe we're running a couple minutes early or something. And definitely wait. I don't care how many cars are behind me stuck because my reds are on, because they cannot pass or get through. That's the most important thing, that the children are okay and they're going to where they need to be.
We got less than a minute. Just real quickly, ABC Transit, the best, right?
Yes.
ABC Transit.
Always the best.
No doubt. How about you, Blaine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Linda, I'm going to give you the final 30 seconds.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Listen, I had a chance to meet them earlier, and I've had a chance to be around them from up close and afar. I can't speak anything but volumes of just respect for ABC Transit, especially being a parent. This is the guy that, you know, held his kids' hands to where they just would say, let me go, because I just want him to be safe and I want him to be with me. And knowing that there are people like ABC Transit out there every day taking care of kids that you care about, because that's what you do when you're a parent. Even if it isn't your kids, you care about them. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to know ABC Transit's out there.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We care so much about all of the children that we transport back and forth to school every single day. They're just wonderful. It's like another part of our family.
It is.
On our buses.
I'm always in mom mode.
Yes, always a mom, no matter where you are.
Listen, I can't stand all these social media pictures, you know, first day of school, and then next to them is like their senior, they're leaving for their, I'm like, please, I got no more tears to shed. Slow down. Linda, Raekwon, Nodi, of course, you too. Thank you so much, Blaine, for coming here and sharing some of the good news about ABC Transit and what you do
You're
every
welcome.
Day.
I'm honored.
Right. Yes.
Good job. All right. Stay with us. And we're coming back. Lots more to come tonight with your Pratt Pack on KDK. ABCTransit.com, ABCTransit.com. Look into it. I think you're going to enjoy it. ABCTransit.com.
The proceeding was paid for by ABC Transit. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop.
Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.